Charles, our healthy eater. He's also the CEO of the Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking, which you guys know is named program. Good morning, Dr. Cantor. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. Big Al is our resident health food guy, so he's your guy.
Hi, Big Al.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
What is healthy food when they say healthy food?
Well, first of all, where all this came about is the EPA held hearings. They've been holding them, but they just had a big hearing on the 9th that I listened in on and hopefully contributed to a little bit. And what they're trying to do is have a definition for healthy food that could be put on the different packaging. And everybody contributed different things. I had a different answer than most of them.
Well, I'll go with your answer. What was your answer?
Well, my answer was anything that causes an adverse or negative reaction from the body or an autoimmune reaction from the body cannot be considered healthy. And they thought that was too general of an answer, but or too specific for the public. But I said, no, we're the scientists. That's the criteria we should use. And then we can make the lists to make it easier for the public. So my answer is any food that causes a negative or adverse reaction from your body to most people, you know, not allergies, but for the most of the 320 million Americans, or causes an autoimmune reaction. So that covers things like any additives, preservatives, dyes, steroids, hormones. Our body will produce white blood cells to fight them because they think it's a foreign entity entering our body.
What do you recommend we eat? I mean, doesn't almost everything we have contain some of that?
Well, first of all, yes, it does. But so we have to eat things that don't stimulate the opiate receptors, which gives us cravings to have more food or even drugs. Things that don't cause acidity, which throws off our insulin mechanism and causes that to stimulate the opiate receptors and causes inflammation, which the CDC says contributes to 85% of all diseases. So what we have to have is regular, natural foods that have no additives, preservatives, dyes, steroids, or anything like that in it. Whole, real foods.
What foods are you referring to that set off these opiate receptors?
Sugar, gluten, dairy, additives, preservatives, dyes, nicotine, caffeine, all of those stimulate the opiate receptors, and that controls all the urges in the body except for sexual urges, which are done by other hormones. And food technologists do that on purpose because they want us to eat more of the food, you know, assuming that we're not addicted to drugs. And I plan menus to make sure that we don't stimulate the opiate receptors, you know, to help with drugs and mental illness, and that we don't cause inflammation. And inflammation is caused by having too much acid in the body. And the foods that you won't think of, like sugar and gluten, even dairy products, cause inflammation. And inflammation, like I said, the CDC says affects 85% of all diseases.
Hey, Doc, I don't want to be negative here, but what is your diet? What are you eating?
I eat regular, whole foods, nothing that's packaged. Nothing that contains artificial things. So regular whole foods, you could eat a regular chicken that hasn't been had foods added to it. You know, things like oatmeal that's natural, that doesn't have things added to it. So all regular foods.
Do you ever go outside the box and
say that again?
Hello?
You lost me for a second.
Oh, hello. I said, do you personally ever go outside of your whole food box and eat something that...
Oh, sure.
You do? Okay.
I mean, I'm not supposed to, but I do. I try not to.
Yeah.
But drinking water, especially the right type of water.
Right. What do you mean the right type of water?
Well, you know, regular plain... natural water is good, but I believe in drinking hydroxide alkaline water. That's all natural and it's made from limestone. And what that does is the hydroxide, which is the OH, combines with the hydrogens in our body that we get from like hydrogenated oils and things like that, forms water and gets it out of the body. And hydrogen, the hydrogen protons is what causes the acid, which causes acidity, which causes inflammation. And I try to get that out of my body.
Now, how much better do you feel? Because I've seen people out there who are on these diets of nothing but grapefruit. I mean, they look like they're right on the edge of dying. But do you feel great?
No, I feel real good. I happen to have had a back operation recently, so that part doesn't feel good. But besides that, yes, I feel good. I keep my weight at a reasonable weight. I'm 6 feet. I weigh 180 pounds.
What are you doing for pain medication for your back?
Now, nothing. I just take a Leave. I try to do everything natural. I stretch every day.
He takes a leaf and he sucks the green right off of it. That's what he does. Put it in his teeth.
Doc, we have a listener texting and asking him, what do you know about the effects of ultra milk causing lactose intolerance?
Well, first of all, if you are lactose intolerant, you shouldn't drink milk. It doesn't matter if it's ultra milk. You should drink a soy or an almond milk. And make sure you get it without the added sugar to it, and it's better for you. Dairy in general isn't great for us, and it causes an inflammation response.
Okay.
All right.
So I kind of want to go back to the beginning of your definition of unhealthy foods. If somebody's allergic,
everything we eat.
I know. If somebody's allergic to peanuts, there's a lot of.
No, that's why I said things where the body causes an adverse or negative reaction or has an autoimmune response for the general public, for the 320 million people, not for the several hundred thousand people that are allergic to different things like peanuts. Because peanuts, for most people, are very healthy. It has healthy fats in it,
mm-hmm.
although other nuts are healthier. But the bottom line is now everybody's trying to say their food's all natural when it's not, or say their food is healthy when it's not. And I think it's good that the FDA is trying to get a definition for it. They just have to get the right definition.
So once they get it, your stamp of approval is going to be on everything. It's going to say healthy, 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 and you'll know exactly where to go.
In theory.
Okay.
I think they're going to actually do it in a reverse way and say, if somebody puts healthy on it, it's going to have to be approved.
Okay. Well, Doc, take care of your back, and I hope everything works out there. Use some good holistic medicine.
Well, you know, that's what I do for a living. I have a PhD in nutritional science and a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, so now we'll see how that works. But so far, it's working pretty good. It's been a while yet, but it's getting better.
What'd you do to your back?
Well, I like to say it was from jumping out of too many good airplanes as a Marine.
Yes.
But when I said that to the doctor and I was getting the operation, she said, that's a good story, but you just have deteriorating discs and scoliosis.
What part of your back? A triple fusion L5, S...
I did them all. L1 through L5, S1 through S5, and a bunch of the T's. It was a big fusion.
Holy crap, Steve Austin.
Yeah, you're like the bionic man.
Oh, if you saw a diagram of... X-ray of my back, it does look like the bionic man because they put so much titanium and stuff in it.
Well, you know damn well he's never going through a TSA airport screener.
It doesn't make
milk.
It ring.
Yeah.
I have a card, but so far it hasn't made it ring.
You know, Doc, you should drink more milk to take care of your bones.
That's probably what it is. He's all brittle. So what happened to your back? I don't know, osteoporosis from not drinking milk. Woman.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Doc. Thanks, and good luck getting this named program out there. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Better. Okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye.